Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
And welcome to Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. Tonight, join us for an encore presentation from March 2020, as Jeanette and David led us through a spring equinox ritual to help us create balance in our lives and celebrate the rebirth of the land.
Good evening, and welcome to a special episode of Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. And tonight, we are going to celebrate the spring equinox. This particular ritual is very timely. David and I had talked about wanting to do an on-the-air ritual, first the spring equinox, when we discovered that the spring equinox would be on the night we usually have our show. So this is something that we had planned on doing anyway. The show started to take on, I guess, a different urgency and tone with the situation in the United States that we are all dealing with. Yes, of course, all over the planet. And how people are disconnected from each other. And even now, typically this would be the Thursday before Circle Sanctuary's Welcome Spring Festival. And this year they're going to be doing online activities and video-based activities because people cannot physically meet.
No, because Circle Sanctuary, like many other organizations that are holding events this spring, are opting for, either canceling their events outright or going to some sort of online virtual manifestation of their gatherings and stuff. And there's a number of events. I know the Wild Hunt has been putting out updates as they've been updating their lists of things around the world, worldwide, pagan events that have been canceled and or postponed or being rescheduled or something, all the way through Beltane. There's things. There's a Beltane gathering here in the Northern Virginia area that we checked and they've canceled.
Yeah, it's a multi-day event.
Yeah.
Cabin camping. They usually have a pretty good turnout. It's very festive, very kid-friendly, and unfortunately they're having
a fun Beltane.
Fun, lively Beltane, which is what that time of spring is supposed to be about.
Yep.
And they're having to cancel.
Yep.
Now, in spite of this, nature continues doing what she always does. So this has been a little bit of a surreal experience. For me personally, I am doing remote teaching right now, and we'll be doing remote teaching until the end of the semester. It's a cloudy day. It was a cloudy-ish day.
Yeah,
there was
yeah.
some sun.
Yeah.
But as I'm sitting here, and we are sitting here, cut off from humanity, and the sun has started to go down. The sun's completely down here now. We have a backyard that's fenced, and we have a cat who likes to go out in the fenced backyard. And as the sun goes down, you start to hear the sounds of nature. You can't help but hear the sounds of nature right outside of our door. We live in a townhouse community, and there's a little, like a storm retention pond near us. There's like a little wet area because there are spring peepers that are really, really loud, and you can hear them all the way back to where our house is. You also hear birds just cheeping and singing away and calling to each other. So there's all this activity of life that still is continuing. And I think that's a really important lesson and message for those of us who follow some sort of nature spirituality path to be paying attention to right now. This is also a time where people are feeling very uncertain, anxious. Their lives have been upended. The certainty of their life, how they led their life, the daily activities they do going about their life has been thrown into chaos. So on this show tonight, we are going to honor this time of balance. We're going to welcome spring in all of its forms. And hopefully we're going to help people try to regain a little bit of balance during this particular time. The first thing I'd like everybody to do is take some deep breaths. One of the best things that people can do to work on de-stressing is to take some deep breaths in and out. And we're going to do this 5 times.
Sure.
10 times? We'll do it 5 times.
Sure, 5 times.
And you're going to breathe in deeply through your nose and feel your abdomen expand outward. And then once you exhale out of your nose or mouth, then you'll feel your abdomen sink in.
Breathe in and out. And 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 one more time. Breathe in. And as you breathe out, imagine your stress just leaving your body. Just imagine it floating away out your breath. So we're going to cast our, I guess we're in virtual worlds, so we're doing a virtual circle. Imagine yourself casting a circle around yourself. If you have the ability to walk around your room or walk around your space to do so, then do so. If you don't, then you can, you know, many of us listen to these and just close our eyes and envision this happening around us. So you can do that too. You can envision a circle, a protective circle forming around you, and whether it's white light or yellow light or however you visualize a protective circle around you, let's visualize that forming. we usually start in the east with our circle. And imagine the circle of light, or circle of flame, or circle of power, or cone forming around you clockwise as it circles around you to the south and keeps going to the west and then to the north, and then it comes around and joins itself again in the east. And imagine this circle of protection, your sacred space, as it forms a cone or a dome above you and below you. We want to shut out the negativity of our world, the negative energies that are surrounding us right now, the energies of anxiety and fear. We want to close those out and block those out with a circle and this cone or sphere of energy. So you're in a safe place. You're in a quiet place. You're in your place where you can relax and just be one with yourself and be one with nature and be one with what is good and growing in this springtime. So mote it be.
So mote it be. And we are going to honor our sacred directions and our elemental spirits, starting in the east. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we ask that you join us in this space tonight. Bless us with the powers of intellect and wisdom. Send our messages and prayers to our gods and goddesses and ancestors. Aid us and hearing their messages as well. Bless us with the powers of mental clarity and rational thought. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And then we turn to the south. And we call to the elementals, spirits, and guardians of the south to join us. We call to the energy and influence of the south, the warmth of love, the warmth of the coming summer, the warmth of being comforted in those things that bring us comfort in our lives. The warm, snuggly blanket, or a nice cup of hot tea that bring us comfort, that all have an aspect of warmth and a fire in them. And we we call them to be with us and to comfort us in the warmth of that security in this springtime. Powers, guardians, elementals of the South, we welcome you. Blessed be. Now the candle is lit. Blessed be.
And we turn our direction to the west. And we welcome the spirits, elementals, and guardians of west and water. The sources of water all around the planet are the sources of life for all living things. The deepest oceans to the smallest streams. Crystal lakes, the wetlands, and estuaries, and places where wet things live and thrive and grow. Spirits of water and west, we ask that you bless us with the powers of intuition, with the powers to be compassionate towards our fellow humans and other living things, the power to have empathy for others. Aid us in healing our minds and our hearts and our bodies during these times of uncertainty. Spirits, elementals, and guardians, of west and water, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we turn to the north, and we call to the spirits, the guardians, the elementals of the north, of the earth, and we call to them to lend us that sense of stability, of being a rock in a chaotic time. Of allowing us to have that wisdom to stop and look around and see what's good in our lives. And take stock of what we are prosperous in, be that in money or friends, family, companions, pets. Those are all things that count towards our life's prosperity, which is symbolized by the earth. So we call to the powers, the elementals, and the guardians of the north and of the earth to give us that stability and give us that ability to stop and appreciate what we're prosperous in our lives. We call to you. Hail and welcome, and blessed be.
Blessed be. And we welcome our deities of springtime to this circle. We welcome the gods of spring, the young sun god, the horned god, the green man, Jack in Green. We welcome you back to Mother Earth to help green the land, to bring energy in the form of sunlight, to help living things germinate and grow. Be with us, guide us, teach us, protect us. Infuse us with your energy of springtime magic. Gods of springtime of many names, we welcome you. Blessed be. And we welcome the goddesses of spring. She who is known by many names from many different cultures. The Germanic goddess Ostara, Persephone, Demeter, the green goddess, Flora, and other goddesses of emerging spring and plant growth from many other cultures. We ask that you bless us, guide us, teach us, give us wisdom. Protect us and infuse us with springtime energy of hope and renewal during these troubling times. Goddesses of springtime, we welcome you. Blessed be. And tonight, we are going to seek to try and bring some balance back that we have lost recently. Due to this global crisis and pandemic, many of us are feeling ill at ease, anxious, not responding well during this time of chaos and uncertainty. I know some people's lives have already been upended. And so we're going to take a few moments, and I have two candles here, one black and one white. And we're going to start by visualizing some of these things. If you think about these things that would represent the dark, uncertainty, fear, anxiety. I want you to visualize a black candle before you. You're going to pour all of that anxiety into the candle you see before you. Stress, anxiety, fear for your own safety, for your family's safety. And we're going to rebalance, because this day is the day of balance. This is the day when we have an equal number of minutes of daylight and night. And we're going to pull in and concentrate on those things that we need to be rebalanced, to counter this dark. The love of friends and family. Your personal health. Do you still have a job right now? Do you have a home to live in? Do you have a car to drive? Are you healthy? Is your family healthy? Do you have a support system and people you can count on? So let's think for a minute on some of these things in our life that are good. Our family, our pets, our health, our job. The roof over our head. Our pagan family, our chosen family. Let's focus on that for a minute. And as you do so, focus that energy on a bright white light. And hold that in your center, in your heart. And feel that weight being lifted off your shoulders. equal day, equal night. Balance our spirits on this night. Equal day, equal night. Balance our spirits on this night. Equal day, equal night. Balance our spirits on this night. So mote it be. And now we need to welcome spring. So we're going to do a short little journey. And so sit back, close your eyes, and relax. And take some deep breaths in and out. Picture in your mind's eye a meadow. It is a bright, sunny day. Not warm, maybe still a little chilly. There's not a cloud in the sky. As you walk through this meadow, look to your left, forward, and to your right. And look around at everything you see blooming and growing. Little grasses and shoots, little plants, tiny little spring flowers, maybe daffodils, tulips. Flowers of every color and shape. Irises, crocuses, and other springtime flowers. So take a moment. Walk around. Revel in the smells of clean earth, the light fragrance of flowers. And if you look beyond that meadow, you see that the trees are just now starting to bloom. Some trees you know and recognize. Others, you don't. But you are still enjoying the light, bright spring leaves. The tiny flowers starting to bloom from the branches of the trees. And as you continue to walk, you look and see a rise in the land. And you see a woman before you. She has a wreath of flowers in her hair, and she's glowing with a bright light all around her. And as you walk towards this woman, you know she is the goddess of spring. Walk to her and listen and look for any messages, any visual images. Any smells or scents that come to you. From this springtime goddess. Think about those images of springtime, rebirth, spring growth, new ideas. That the goddess may be sending you. Perhaps the message that she gives you is one of hope, one of healing. Or perhaps you are just blessed with the energy, vitality, and motivation to deal with what is going on in our lives right now. So take a moment to look for these messages, listen for them. Are there any images that come to mind? And close your eyes. And as you do so, you feel the goddess leave you a gift. This gift could be anything. As you open your hand, look to see what this is. Maybe it's a stone, or a flower, or a symbol. Or maybe it is in a sacred egg that symbolizes rebirth and growth. Hold that gift in your hands. And as you do so, thank the goddess for what she has given you. And remember that when you see this, know that you are always going to be connected to her during this sacred time of early spring. And when you are ready, walk back down the hill, back the way you came, and open your eyes into the here and now. And this can be any kind of message that you personally need during this time. It might be a symbol of spring. It might be anything else. And know that this gift will be here for you whenever you need it. Springtime goddesses, be with us. Be in us. Springtime goddesses, be with us. Be in us. Springtime goddesses, be with us now. Blessed be. And as this is a day of equal day and equal night, let us be thankful for the days to come. We will have more days and minutes of sunlight every day. So let us thank the young sun god. Welcome his presence as he grows stronger and brighter in the sky. Young sun god, Jack and Green, Horned God, Green Man, we thank you for your energy in the here and now and in the time to come. We thank you for blessing us with your strength, with your energy. We thank you for watching over us and protecting us. Young sun god, horn god, green man, we thank you. Blessed be. And the young goddesses of spring, she who is known by many names and many different forms, Ostara, Flora, the green goddess, the green woman, Persephone, and many others by many different names, we thank you for the gifts you bring us of the welcoming of spring. We thank you for reminding us that the wheel is ever turning and that nature will continue on. We thank you for your wisdom, for guiding us, protecting us, and being with us this night. Goddesses of spring, we thank you. Blessed be. And we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north for keeping our space and ourselves grounded, for granting us strength, and helping us to remember the prosperity that we do have in our life right now. Spirits, elementals, and guardians, we thank you. Blessed be. And we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water, from the smallest streams to the deepest oceans, for being with us for guiding us, for comforting our hearts, minds, and bodies, for helping us to have compassion not only for others, but for ourselves. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water, we thank you. Blessed be. And we turn our direction back to the south. And we thank those spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and fire for the warmth and comfort that warm things bring, that keep us feeling comforted and safe, like a hearth fire, or a warm cup of tea, or a cozy pet, or a cozy blanket. We thank you for being with us and for watching over us, and for being that spark that always lives within us. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and fire, we thank you. And lastly, we turn our attention back to the east, and we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air for listening to us, for being with us, for sending us messages from our gods and goddesses and our ancestors. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we thank you. Blessed be. And we are at a time where in your own personal space, back around your circle clockwise and open up the circle of energy and protection that you've created around you, your altar space or the room that you're in or the place where you live, and send the energy of community out to everyone who is also listening now and listening in the time to come. Our circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. And as we conclude this, there are a few things I want people to remember about our situation. Just because we're not allowed to be physically close to our best friends doesn't mean we can't pick up the phone and talk to them or connect via FaceTime or Google Hangouts or message with them in one way, shape, or another. Also, we welcomed spring. This is the first day of springtime. There's nothing saying we cannot go outside and spend some time in nature. Go take a walk in the woods. Go to a park, maybe a state park or a local park. Go look at the trees and the plants and flowers that are beginning to bloom in your area. Take that opportunity to connect with nature. And all the various ways, shapes, and forms that you can connect. National parks, the exception of a few, are open and free to the public. There are no fees for driving into national parks. There are a few of the very largest ones they're not allowing in because of the amount of tourist traffic that tends to come in. Many regional national parks are rarely utilized, especially in early spring. So if you're able to do so, maybe go to a national park reasonably close to where you live. And also, springtime and the spring equinox is a day, but springtime is time release. It is today, it is tomorrow, it is the days to come. And I'd like to remind people that if you are still feeling, as many of us are, wanting to do more to connect to that energy and magic of springtime, there are a number of different things that Circle has posted on their website about celebrating spring. So if you go to circlesanctuary.org, when you first go to the website, you're going to see the Welcome Spring Festival. It is going to be a live Facebook event from 9 a.m. to 5:30 on Saturday, March 21st. So through the powers of social media, there are going to be a list of things that will be going on, and people can join throughout the day. This is also a good opportunity for those people who typically do things with other people but cannot do them with other humans right now. When you click to that page and you scroll down, there are a number of other things that you can do. There's some articles on celebrating the seasons and the spring equinox. There's a really nice Ostara meditation. There are a variety of spring rituals and activities that you can be doing. Some we might not want to do as much, like spring cleaning or airing out your home, but you know what? This is a really good time to do that. And like I said, even if you can only go outside for a little bit, because there are parts of the country that are still a little bit chilly, try to go out for just a few minutes. Look for those signs of spring. Here in Virginia, in Northern Virginia, the ornamental cherry trees that are related to the cherry blossom trees in Washington, D.C. already starting to bloom. Our cherry tree started blooming a few days ago. There are other spring trees. There are trees that are starting to leaf out here in Northern Virginia. Just a few. So we're just barely starting to see a few things. Further north, you might see plants like crocuses. In fact, our crocuses bloomed late this year, and our daffodils bloomed early this year. So we have both blooming at the same time, which is a little unusual for where we happen to be living. There are also a host of spring flowers that are native to various parts of the U.S. that you start to see blooming at this time of year. Take a look at the birds that are out and about. A lot of birdie activity going on right now. There are seed blessings, garden blessings. Do you have a little garden in your backyard? This is a good time to clean it out. And in the next week or so, I'll be doing that in our backyard to get ready for another round of townhouse gardening experimentation. I try to do different things every year to see what works and what doesn't. So I'm going to be doing some different things this year with some of our plants, planting them in different places and at different times. There's also a very cool and a very fun egg rolling divination. You don't have to be a kid to do the egg rolling activities. There are things for adults too. And again, so on Circle's website, there's a whole series of different things you can do. This egg rolling divination ritual is really cool to do. If you have eggs, you can boil the eggs and you can color the eggs with traditional color dyes or food coloring, or you can even use plants, certain greens. You can use blueberries, you can use onion skins, you can use cranberries. We tried that one year. That turned out a little bit weird. Blueberries do work, though. And there's a host of others. You can go on various websites to look up natural things to color your eggs with. And go through the steps in this divination rituals to aid you in activities and things for new growth for the coming year. So I definitely urge you to take a look at that. If you didn't have the opportunity, Selena also had a podcast last night, and there will be another podcast. It is part of the The Nature Mystic series of previously recorded episodes. And on Sunday, March 22nd, there will be a spring equinox light that we will be playing. And if people aren't already aware, on Saturdays and Sundays, our shows start at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain. On Sunday, March 29th, there's also Eggs in Myth, Magic, and Meditation. And eggs have been used by a variety of different cultures over the years, over the centuries, for use in all sorts of rituals relating to growth and renewal for yourself or the land. So I would like to thank everyone who showed up on the air in podcast land, in the here and the now, and in the time to come. for being with us. And for listening to all our podcasts on Circle Sanctuary Nature Podcasts. And I'm going to end the show with a song by Kellyanna. Called Bless Our Planet. So until next time, many thanks and blessings.
Bless your blue green ocean, bless your red blue sky, your streams and your valleys, your mountains so high. Bless your gods and goddesses, Buddha, Sikh, and Jay. Jesus, Allah, Yahweh, we praise your many names. Speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet, a new one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless your vibrant cities, bless your sacred ground, your hillsides and your forests, and bless your tiny town. Bless the winged ones that fly, bless the horse and bear, elephant, the dolphin, the cricket and the hare. We speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet, under one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless our planet, under one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.